480-941-5373. That's 480-941-5373. Durfoam Roofing, the flat roof specialist.
Welcome back to the special holiday edition of Rosie on the House. If you were listening in the first hour at 7 o'clock, we had Dr. Sky on, and he was talking about the fact this will be the first full moon Christmas in 38 years, since 1977.
I heard him say that. That's a thought, isn't it?
You know when the first one was ever recorded in American history? The night George Washington crossed the Delaware. You weren't up at 7 this morning,
were
you?
Well, I did. I have to admit, I heard it. I didn't have to get up at 4:30, but I did get up at 7.
That was the first full moon in American history, December 25th, 1776.
Recorded.
And it was a full moon where he could have easily been seen by the British enemy crossing the Delaware, but it was a completely overcast sky. So he was protected, and they were able to go in under the cover of darkness. Funny how those history statistics just kind of meld together, isn't it?
It is.
All right. We're here this morning in, I say, our holiday tradition. We want to talk about the power of volunteering. And we're here with a special cast of friends and officials from St. Vincent de Paul, in particular, Miss Julie Douglas, who's a volunteer and also an actual board member. Miss Julie, how did you get started in the role of volunteering, and how did you pick St. Vincent de Paul?
It was right after 9/11, and I knew that I wanted to do something. I also, my father had passed away prior to that, and I was really missing him. And I was at Mass. I'm actually at the St. Thomas the Apostle Parish. And so someone spoke after Mass about St. Vincent de Paul, and it just really resonated with me. And so I signed up, and it was interesting because it was a couple weeks later that my phone, you know, someone called me from St. Vincent. And my dad, his name was a real unusual name. He was called by his family, Rod was his nickname. And so the phone rang and I picked it up, and the volunteer said, "This is Rod with St. Vincent de Paul." And I just thought, I'm in. And so that was, you know, about, what, 14 years ago. And so I just have loved it.
And what does introduction into the volunteer program look like?
You basically get good training on the job, so to speak. I know that it was interesting because I'll share with you the training I received was from a couple of volunteers. Rod Crotty was the person I referred to that helped me. He basically, we'd go out on home visits, and it was funny. The thing that struck me is I just thought it would be a simple delivering food box. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we deal with that are kind of complicated, that are dealing with rent, where you're dealing with a landlord, you're dealing with determining financial situations, but does the person have a job? Are they sustainable? So it was actually pretty complicated, but, you know, had really good training from Rod. I'll share with you that, you know, we talked about being non-judgmental and seeing, you know, just not assuming that you know everything. And I know that one of the very first calls on the very first day, it was a Saturday that we went out on home visits. The first call we went to was delivering a food box to a young man. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and he was just waking up and, you know, just looked. I know that I went to the car afterwards, and I thought, you know, he should have a job. He's a person who should be working. And it was about a month later that we made a delivery to that same apartment complex. And I said to the manager, I said, you know, the person that we delivered to, that looks like the apartment is empty. And she said, you know, he passed away. He was very, suffered from severe depression and ended his life. And so, you know, here I was judging that, gosh, this person should be up. They should be about. And so it just made me realize I'll never assume I know everything and judge. And that's one of the things that we feel as volunteers is our primary job is to, or purpose is to walk into that apartment or that house and see that person through the eyes of God and not judge and just try to just, we're delivering love as much as we're delivering a food box.
A ministry of 10,000 volunteers. Maybe y'all have enough volunteers.
We never have enough.
The job is never done.
No. And, you know, I was sharing with Jennifer something really interesting. We, in our recruitment drives, because we're always needing volunteers, it used to be that we would have a volunteer recruitment drive at our parish, and we'd have maybe three people, if we were lucky, sign up. We just had one about 2 weeks ago, and we had about 35 people sign up. And I was telling Jennifer that I feel like I attribute that to our pastor at St. Thomas the Apostle is super, so behind St. Vincent de Paul and talks about us from the pulpit, talks about serving the poor. But also I think Pope Francis has really made a huge, huge difference with people feeling like it's our mission to help others. It's our mission to see our brothers and sisters as people in need.
And the doors are open regardless of background. You're not just recruiting Catholics.
Right. We're predominantly that, but we are very open. And as a matter of fact, there are conferences in Mesa that have help from the LDS Church. You know, when in those areas, there's a lot of snowbirds that go back to the Midwest, and we're just very lean and, you know, very lean at that time. And so they help us. And so there's a lot of churches and a lot of denominations that help us.
And we're really blessed. We get volunteers and donors from all backgrounds.
You do. Mm-hmm. You're supported.
Anything you can name.
By everybody.
And that's the generosity. And of course, that's because at the point of delivery, what we want to do is help people. There's no means test for if you go to church or where you go to church or what you believe. If there's need, our great volunteers like Julie and our Vincentians and all our overall volunteers, they just want to serve and help people, and that's what we're about.
It seems like no matter what you have a specialty in, whatever you feel like you're good in, there's something available. You can serve food, you can pack boxes.
The ministry is so vast.
If you like relationships, that's there. If you want to just be a worker bee, that's there.
17,000 medical appointments last year alone, as well as 6 million meals to hungry families. St. Vincent de Paul. More when we get back right after this in a special holiday edition of Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.